anything that's on the menu.
So David said the one that tells it, she won't go with. Put to the judge. I pass and I tell it. But I'll go, oh, who's what you? David's one. And guess what? The beds will have to say, well, we pass like they're on. They'll fight them. The line can be found. Listen. You see the back given? The beds will have to say, well, we pass like they're on. They'll fight them. Maybe they won't hit us. The line can be found. Listen. You see the Bath Gimel? Page 52. See the left margin, Bath Gimel? Everyone see it? That line. Elbow Merit. So that line opposite the Bath Gimel. Elbow Merit, Amy, Osa. What do they do with her? How you cope in Osa, be shelter. They hit her with a whip. It's a much more humane way of forcing the issue. She ain't no zana. He won't pay her any bag. We've just baked. He won't give her any food. She'll starve until she gets to the start to bake. Bez and Mokhala Mitzubasa Matova Shana Tishi Yitzko La Ever Oshim for the Shamsho. Or they would take from a ksuba and sell it off so that he could hire a maid to cook the bake. The old trick. Put her in a fair. So she should want to get out of the pan by baking. The top of our gums out. Fight words, man. The Ron said the woman doesn't want to bake, we take care of her. Unbelievable. That's what it says in the Ron. And it's quoted, I believe, in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rambam too. Let's take a look inside. Simon Pei, Sim Tes Vote. Yes, sir. How long did I don't know. But he has to eat, he has to bake. I mean, he needs bread, he needs cake, he has to bake too. Today, he goes to the bakery, no problem. Impossible.
Let's give her money,
Why would her money?
Why? Because if you're paying for it, then you're going to eat the soda. I mean, if the thing is
going to hurt,
if you need to eat,
you'll
give her the flour.
Ah, okay. Good. You should pay me the flour, the water, the egg. I'm actually going to buy bread, by the way. We'll work it out. Okay. Here it is. Sif Tezvav, the last one on the page, Kufka Bey. Sif the page. Polisha Shetimna Min Lach Malacha Malacha Chayevus Lachos Kofin Osa Lato. You're forced her to do it. Finish. He's a Machaber. It's Sif and Pei Sif Tezvav. And the implication of forcing, the Pashtus, usually the word forcing means, which we'll see later, usually means with a whip. How else do you force them to do anything? The pashtus? Now hold on. The Gaon quotes the Ron. Slowly. And there are those who seem to say that perhaps you don't force her. Well, please, let's turn the page, look at the Rambam. Rambam, the liberal. Rambam says, there ain't a zona at she pass. They don't have to give her food until she bakes, etc. Ten beds in Shamsin, also, Mokin, Subas, all that, Evan O'Shifu, we just quoted from the Ram. The Yeshamim, the Kofan of the Bishopim, Tur B'Shem HaRambam. All there, but all merit, ain't any donuts, ain't Osa, any donuts. Abel Amra, ain't any donuts, ain't Osa, Horishus Piyoda. Wait a minute. So the Goyim says on this, look at Tosfos. But the Ram disagrees. Here's the next Ram. Yesh Amim. So I feel a man's any zone can also treat a lot of stuff. Who is that coping also? Ava Pisha ain't any zonas. That's the shadow she's going to have. And she'll come to you, David, to give her advice. You'll say, well, why don't you tell the Diana you hold like the first day in the Ramah? Like she just told me, say, but we hold like the second day in the Ramah. Whip. Well, they told us, we'll say, well, we're not going to whip you because, or hold the first day and the other first day in the Ramah. You don't whip. But it's a double possibility that you shouldn't get whipped. Either by saying, well, you can't whip any woman. That's the first day in the Ramah, okay? And then if the other Ramah, and there's other Jenny Elsa. Which according to Shita says, oh, the sex fake. She says the judges, Shimon and Rabbah in the middle. I heard it's a sex fake, you can't whip me. Because according to the first thing I'm all, you can never whip me. And according to the other first thing I'm all, I can't even do anything else. But if it's a sex fake, don't whip me. Pretty good. Not bad. I would be the judge, I would say don't whip me. Sex fake. Yeah? Exactly. The sure not. Rishon Tzion, that's not doing the donuts for sure. That's a separate romantic kind of obligation. She has to do that no matter what. Yeah? Hold on a second. Hold on. 1 minute. 1 minute. Now. Hold on. So I asked you to look at how God ushers. A very interesting Hagav. Let's take a look for a minute. Keep the Shogunat open to this page. It's a new alternative Hagav Oshu. In the Siddur Chav Gimel. Pirush Rashi. It's page Kuf Chav Gimel. That's amazing. What all the places are supposed to be. Wow. No. Boom. All right. Open. Pirush Rashi. Please. Lifro Sadin Dabash Enashal Torah Pelo Kafinin Lo. Uvishan Elo Mashma Hofni. Kafinin Hosan Atzilu Yitnitzma Meash Chobas. Kofol Asfal Dvam Shal Yichud. It's called Dvam Shal Chibur. Dvam Shal Yichud. It's called Dvam Shal Chibur. Dvam Shal Yichud. In other words, it's not proper to get a shifka, not your wife, to do these very personal functions. He'll go from there to Pirchev in the town. The box spring. That's what Gosovsky says. We see over here, though, an interesting shaila. Rashi seems to work with an assumption that for these things, these malachos shel kiba, you don't force these. Lo kafina lo. You don't force a woman to do a malachos shel kiba. After all, it's a very personal thing. It's not a monetary kind of a thing. And Gosovsky says, not to do it. You force her to do it. Will you wash his feet? I tell you, the question becomes in all these things, how great a role does Minhag HaMedina play? Because the Machaber started off at the very beginning, I called the Minhag HaMedina. As the Rambam said, the Machaber said in the first sit, Master Death, I called the Minhag HaMedina. If the Minhag HaMedina in America today is that the married woman does not wash her husband's feet, I don't know if I should talk first. My wife has not washed my feet. Oh, well, yeah, go to the shower. What's the big deal over here? What's going on over here? So it could be that if I would come to bed and say, well, I want my wife to wash my feet, just state the mission in the Gemara, and someone would throw me out of court. You're crazy, man. It's not the Minhag HaMakom anymore. So I know it's very, very good. Minhag HaMedina is probably the overriding factor just about all these discussions. Okay? Uh-oh. Well, huh? Sorry? Cooking? And the chinami. If the minhag ha-medina is that in America people don't bake bread. People don't bake bread in America. How do you don't bake bread? No, I don't bake bread. You buy bread in a bakery. You buy bread in a bakery. The man will say, I demand that my wife bakes bread. It's enough for the Mishnah. The pastor, oh, she doesn't want that. I would say she wins. I call Kiminika Medina. That's a Tosefta. Did the Rambam quote a Tosefta? I'm sorry. Well, that's a good question. Who said that? Oh, take a look. Tosefta, I found the Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, the Furish way. Page 36, all the way in the back. Women's rights. Wait, hold on. Oh, it's his money. That's Dominica Medina. Part of his honesty. Well, I'll show you it. Says Tosefta. Look at it.
Oh.
There it is. Someone said, but the Rama Pasha is Tosefta, the Shabbat was Tosefta. Although he doesn't quote it directly in his context, it really does. Take a look over here. It's Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel, page 36. First column, Gimel. Malacha Sheisha also the Bible of Shiva. Gufi Malacha. Manu. Ushala Tuli Manu. We know the seven. Then it says, Mokam Shalom Nagu Echad Mikol Elu Eino Yachol Lechofa. There's a place where if he doesn't do one of those seven things, if we just rattle off in the Mishnah, but then you can't make him do it. There it is, the Feresh. The Feresh. You can't make him do it. If in that place, the minig is not to do it. Now it seems to me that in the place in which we live, he's not required to do many of these seven things. That's the minhag that she doesn't do. Making bed. Nursing. I think Dov is right. Very individual. Some of them nurse the baby, some don't nurse the baby. You can't force it to nurse because they say that. I'll do a study. What percentage of American women nurse the baby went up in the last couple of decades. Nursing, when I was a kid, nursing baby was like considered a Kiddush Nifla. Nobody did it. Because it was out of style. Baby boomers were being born. But now it came back. It's healthy, the time is healthy, it's cheaper. I don't think that's really not nice. But although the Gemara took consideration, they talk about that. So let's take a look. Out of the seven. Well, you know, you've been around houses in your career, in your life. What do you think out of the big seven, how many of those are there? Take a look. Hold on, take a look. out of the test of the day. Take a poll. So then as that, I never saw him grind anything in my life. Ofa. 15 Sofenes grain. This doesn't mean Sofenes, No. Okay. Oh, for bake? Mechabeta. Do the laundry. Women still do the laundry, or else they bring it to someone else. It's still domestic. It needs a little shukata. Okay. Mibashela. Most of the cook. Menikas Bana. Matatla Amita. They're making the beds in the house. but also b'tzema, don't let it go anywhere. So so then the question like this, pukpaket. What is the job nowadays which is not found in the Mishnah? You said the best thing, going shopping, food shopping. In most homes in America, to the best of my knowledge, it's the woman's domain to do the food shopping. To go together. Well, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. When my children were little, my wife took me out of the house, I did the shopping every week for years and years and years. So on Friday, we go shopping every week for who knows how many years. Now that my kids are a little bit older, I have a little more time. We go shopping. Kids go shopping. And I try to avoid it when I can. Well, no, that was bad. Don't put words in my mouth. It was hard. It was a lot of schlep around. It was a hard physical work. It was all the things, little kid that looked on the knees and everything. So I just slept, a lot of slepping. But I felt it was, I had to do it. So I did it. I went on those long lines. I remember he had a little kumash at Rashi, so it goes over to Rashi. I went on these long lines in the supermarket. And, anyway, for the Chora, you have to, it's very nice. It's very nice. The woman will say, I'm not going to bake, because we know in America women don't bake, they go to the bakery. They go, okay, so you have to go to the bakery. Okay. Okay. That also says it's your money. Okay, for your money, my money. Some of the how the Mr. Brewer very strongly criticizes the terrible custom of going to a bakery and saying, Eric Shabbos to buy Shabbos. First Mr. Brewer, never Shabbos. Sharp. You never saw that, Mr. Brewer? Ooh. He really blasted when I'm talking to him. No, he's not in favor of that at all. Mr. Brewer, here it is. First page, second page. Oh. Shah. Ubabano stay in the horizon. Because of our many sins. As the Bialacha raised from Bay, this cut the Ramas of the Hoop. Ubab on the Stain or Ab Mayom is Kilu Azen Noshin. A few women. Rahashvit Haminegahu. To the debate on Friday, the Mabashkala. To lock him in a Ofer. They go to a bakery. To Lab Shapir Avdi. They're not doing right. The Makinim is like for the Shabbos. They're minimizing the honor which is due to the Shabbos. How do you like that? Imagine if the Brewer come back today, checked by G&I, or checked by, Schick. Isaac, whatever it is. Lines around the block. What can I say?
I'll Shabbos.
It's been a change in Shabbos too. Today, can't put it on the going to buy comics and Shabbos. Change. Yes.
A bit new thing you said, besides like going shopping. Maybe that would be something that would be her obligation.
Yeah, well, that's an example. Carpool. I don't know. Carpool. So the husband and the wife, you drive carpool. The wife, you drive carpool. Meaning I'm a Zina, it's the women drive carpool. Probably true from the little I read, that generally speaking, the women are driving.
And it's
Guy brings the baby was always the woman. That's, your wives are not found in the Mishnah. It's not an obligation to, you're right. Carpool divinity. Oh, I'm Benikas, but no, I'm trying to wait. I was going to say, the only obligation between him and her. Benikas, it's found in the Mishnah, so she wasn't saying to change the diver into a self-explanatory. What?
No, because
it was good. All the needs of the baby. The couple's a good too.
Baby of 20.
That's true. Who is right? He can't agree. I'll be meditating against Tabet. I mean, we can't do it. But other things, there's no riot in the mission. That's a good question. truth. Her husband. Both of these very fascinating questions over here. Very interesting. Let's continue because we have much more to do. We have a little bar track over here. Let's look into these. I don't know. Look at the Pesukim. I don't know. Let's look in the Pesukei Din Rabbanim. That's something that's short. I have a lot of kind of disputes. The library has, but I don't have a copy of it.
What?
Pesukei Din Rabbanim. Hadar, they call it. It is, but I don't have the access to that either. I mean, in the library. Once I go to the library, I have to say I haven't picked up the hard copy. I don't know.
Never seen
the no, they haven't. They haven't picked up that show. They haven't. It's kind of move by it. It's Tess Wellington. You Tess. When did you came out? You couldn't have met going by Antolison. Out off the press. It's Hadara. You know, it's giving up on you. It happens. Russian dealing, looking at them, well, I think it's all there. They have a lot of important stuff in there. Anyway, the Beis Shmuel, in Siman Pei, he crosses the 12 Aleph. It's like this. Barakasavti memokam flukta hi petura in the machlokas in the ranatosis. She's ain't in zonas. Must she do the domestic work? Says the smoothness of the suffix. And it's a kind of avotime favel of a raya. So if you want to get me to do work, I'm not going to do the work. A suffix. Amazing. Say smooth. Then he says, another kiddush. Gam nira elu gimel dvarm shel chibo bedigas hakos etc. Ein kovnos of the kfir. So Tosfos comes to elu gimel dvarm chayav aslato will be tomakom. Tosfos. Ah, laman davo the kfir is moredes in Allah for having moredes. Lo kamar elu mashu mefuris from our teachers. Ah, will he moredes me elu gimel malach aslam moredes yet Tosfos is son of gimel. Ein yet shlomo is the kfir nami en kovnos. Because he's not a moredes with all the laws of Moretz will discuss Barichas later, so too you wouldn't be Kofa. After the Abdiation is Kofa, maybe it's not just kind of Moretz, you are Kofa. The Kofa Gom Ikaru, the Ain Kofa of the Sphere. The Kofa Sabdi Bishem Rashi, the Sphere of the Ain Ola Ace of Kova, should pass to Elu Gimel of Lofa. It's just for the Ramen. The Ain Sphere of Asur. So therefore you wouldn't force her. That's the extra kid to the Mishim War. Against whom? Against Agos Hoshim. Because if you force it, you can't get a shit from these things. It's impossible. And, so who's going to do it? Not for his wife. So, that's a big challenge. If you force it or not. So. An old lady wasn't considered, the pastor, as I said before, doesn't bother part nowadays. It's a wash of feet. You think you take the shower. Go to the shower. What do you want to wash your feet? What else is there? Oh. Fills a cup of water, a cup of juice, makes the coffee, makes the beds. No things you should do, no. Sure, sure. Yeah, fancy. Make a cup of coffee. I want a fancy cup of coffee. Coffee's nothing. Shouldn't drink coffee anyway. No good to you. Anyway. Wait a second. Take a look over here. I asked you to see also in the Lechaber in Sif Dalet where he quotes these halachas. Please, please, please. In Aleph, he quoted the halachas of the Mishnah, which is Kamina Gamedina, as far as Semer is concerned. Where's the other six halachas? Where's that quoted? Where's that? Oh, Sifot. There he quotes Malachas Shoytos Lebaila, Menetachenes, Ofer Mechabesin, Vashelos, Menikas Bano, Benosenes, etc., etc. But don't forget, the Mechaber already said is Man Shem Aniyim. Only when they're poor is she required to start baking your own challah. There's already an out before you even get to Menikah Medina. It's only when she's poor, because the Mishnah itself says, back on that Nun Tes, when the Mishnah, right, but the Mishnah says that she has to do these jobs. Where did it say that? It's the next mission. Tamar Adal says that. Remember, I'm moving to Bani Israel. I was before, but I called the Sikh of Odo. Okay? That goes both ways. It goes on his obligation to her, and the Kabir assumes it also goes on her obligation to him. Yeah, it probably goes on the whole on all the previous Mishnayot as well, because that's what the Kabir says. The favorite is my shame on him. Where do you get the word on him from? So why did the Machabah say Aniyim? Where did Aniyim from? You got the word Aniyim. It's not Mishnah. It's kind of Aniyim. The Pasha goes in both directions, right? So, hold on a minute. So now it's $6. Look inside of $6 on both sides. Okay? Call Isha. Bro, please, we have to move. We're getting so bogged down. Rokatas the Bible Ponagata Viraga of his own Mosegato Sakos Matato Samito. Okay? We have shown the Nukhuyama Satya called me to serve by this sort of talking to Sakos Ossi. All the best. I'll be part of the story. Now, new one. We are met us to Mishan Majesty with my Bible. She stands there and she serves us. She goes to teach the Lomai. She wants water. 100 units of water. Oh, please. Give me the pass and call this phone. Oh, she's a little funny. She goes, I had to take it away by, I finished my dirty plate. Where does this come from? Where does this deal come from? So the answer is, about I come directly to the next line. I will ain't all medicine, but the message to say, other than say, Robert. What does that mean? Take a look at that. Sama Olive. Where's Sama Olive? What's that mean? Where's my... A second. What's the difference in dollars? Here it is. You say. No. No. Test. So the Bryce is on the file from an out. It says what? Where is it? Here's an affair Shikamara, by the way, and Samach Aleph from an Aleph, that all the Imam and the Yeretz, you know this, in her family, the Minig is not to have to grind wheat. She doesn't have to do it. That's the Mokka for the Machaber about Aniyim. Mokka for everybody in the Samach Aleph. But also here, the sense of it's Samach Aleph in the Beis I'm looking for now. Samach Aleph in the Beis says, Ein a kof lo lama love the say others, lo lama the say rabo. The implication is, she doesn't have to stand in there and serve this Rebbe and his father, but for him, she has to serve. Says the cousin of Mechoke, which is Kajin Aleph, because of the Magad Mishnah, please, look inside. Turn the file up to me, he'll put each other up with the Kavakom, whom he has taught by Mita. The Abagad of the Chorah, Gemara, Rupi, we can do this, that's on the Chal of the Bay. Because the Sonny ain't Kofan, the Lamed, the Ovid, the Lord, the Rabbo. But maybe no, Master of the Fono of Kofo, so. Hotsam, but I'm the Amairi. The Magad Mishnah, the Yolof, was a Cholisha, the Michal Asim, the Shay, which caught in the Baila. Who Kavakom had taught Mita, so the Kosh came, Lozid, the Kuyach, very important. If it's just a matter of domestic chores, to stand and serve him, give him his coffee, whatever, then it doesn't apply to an usher who's been served by maid. So it's part of the personal obligation, comparable to pouring his cup and things of this nature, then we'll have a different step. You have to do it no matter what, no matter how rich you have to do it. So. Okay. I must just finish right now because we're going to forget otherwise by Sunday. Listen carefully. The first, I have an original Haora. Hashtarka or Isis. Rabotai. With a small pasuk, that a machlok is close to the Ran, she's potter. She can say any Zonis any also, and not do anything. Now she doesn't have to do one, she doesn't have to do seven. Now the Ran and Tosfos both agree that that's called Biyotah L'garis Sassman. Correct? The Ran said the Pharisee should be Darinot, and Tosfos Sam of Gimel off on the bottom, she just said the Pharisee. Now there's a Valdir Kash. Because in the Prophet, as it's in Tealif since Bay, give a look. In the Tealif since Bay. Isha, no, open Shemar. Isha's Amra, you touch your real saying. Ocean Dodra, Shalom Yanami Matiada, Yodel. Hang on, Master of Matiada. And then she goes down, but she bought him low. Nothing happened. But the Chazan, the Chazan goes through the Gemara. The Chazan reads through the Gemara. He says like this. We'll just start quickly the next to the last narrow line. Can an armor of a Lush and Hector, she cut Jebel Yosayim, may Acha the Hash and Enochal, Dom the Acha Gerish and Enochal, to have the Kaomer Sada Zula Shekhen, Likisha Ekochena, Titlush, Lo Kacha, Bishim the Ein Biyodo, Hokanami, Ein Biyodo Ligarish Atzmo. According to the way the Beis Shmuel passes, and the 2 days from Amor, that she doesn't have to work, she can say she's on the same day, also do nothing for him. So it's an effect the other guy with asthma. According to both the admission of both Tos and the Ram, that if she could have said no to all seven, would be the other guy with asthma, then she'd be considered the other guy with asthma. So then that should be chal. The lulei de nistapina, I'm not really afraid to argue with both hosts and the Ron. I would say that even though she can say, I won't do any of these seven things, it's still not the other guy's responsibility. They'll survive without her. Look today, how many people survive without their house husbands, whatever they do with their higher health, whatever they'll do. So they'll survive without her. Since when to be your little guy's responsibility? Why should be your little guy's responsibility? She's a Moretus. She's a Moretus. Even according to the Ron, if she is a Moretta, doesn't mean he has to divorce her. She's a Moretta, so he's so chip away from her Ketubu. That's all. So I'm not sure. I just have a stark error. How does Tosfos not know this is called the other Ligar and Tatsman? Because the Halacha is not quoted that way here in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tayal. That's number one. Finally, in the Shulchan Aruch here, back in Simon Pei, Zip Yud Ted, this is Bala. Machaga, do? Nisha Hisna Nishka Shalai Chayv is on a sale that can't heal up the Chayv and love a Masya there. They made a deal. And he's on a sale. If Acha Kach works over the Chayv who loves Islam is on a sale, out of the kindness of his heart, he decides to give her food. Ein Masya Zeh Shalom. The Masya Zeh did not belong to him. That's an Achara based upon a Rivosh. The Mokha for it, Rabotai, is the Mishnah. Kuf Aleph Medvei. And the Rosh there says that based on the Tosefta, and quoted by this, hold on, once the Shulchan Aruch open, Simon Kuf Yud Dalet, Siv Beis, you'll see the same thing appears, and I'm telling you for a very important reason. In Simon Kuf Yud Dalet, Siv Beis, the Makaba has the case with really the source for this din, in which he's quoted in the Makaba. Afal Pishu Uzana. Even though a man decides to give mizonah to his bat, he says to his stepdaughter, Masi Odeo Shalom. The Masi Adayim belong to her, but not belong to him. Why? Says the Beis Shmuel. Dafka b'ishto ubonav tiknu chazal Masi Adayim Shalom. Ala mitzchayev et atmo lozun li'acher lozokha b'masi Adayim. And the Kiddush over here back in Simon Pei is that your wife can be an acher. Your wife is somebody else. Why is she somebody else? Because the Ikut and I Bezdin, there was mutual cancellation. Amy's on the many else. Now it's a brand new kind of, a brand new obligation. This brand new obligation does not bring with it a feel of Masi Adayim. Why is it so important? Because in the Nakla Shiv Simon Tes, the famous prenuptial of Snoim, he said he's going to give her 10 Zahubim. Would he get her Masi Adayim or not? Based on this new obligation he's going to give her. He's going to give her a new obligation. Pasha, the answer is no. There's a brand new obligation. That's very important, because for that I've never controlled, I don't tell me, he thinks, since when can you make an obligation of a different nature to your own wife? And then by about this, you can make two different. She clerked with the father in Simon Pei, since you said, based on the reverse, that you can make an obligation which is a non-marital obligation, which is considered a generic monetary obligation, which is not true with the Ma'akidayim, not only to your stepdaughter, but even to your own wife. So that was applied in the case of the Simon Pei Nachashiva as well. We'll stop here. This is on Sunday, we'll go right. Okay, everyone, I wish a good Shabbos. I'll see you. Panina Makami, don't come too late.
No, Bobby, I'm sore, but it gives me a great pleasure to know that you're just as sore as I am.
You gave it to me last night.
Well, for those who were here by us for Shabbos, I think a good time I had by one and all. The Rukhniyas, the Gashmiyas, the Koldova. Those who were not able to make it, no, so bad. Those who suffer Charlie was are excused for some of the, I know what I feel. You feel half what I feel. I mean, I think tomorrow gets worse. Maybe the next day after it gets worse, usually. Rest? What should I do? What I normally do is rest. Well, what can I do? I said, until they play games and swim again. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Avosai. We have to learn. We have a Bechina coming up. Hazara starts is on Tuesday. I don't know, Tuesday, maybe the middle of the day, I don't know. But we have to start here a little bit Tuesday, because Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, the full day Chazara for you, no Shia Sunday. Full day Chazara. I'll probably come to make it every Sunday night, if I can work it out, if you have a question. What? I don't know if you have a question. I wanted to keep it on Sunday, but we want to have it on Monday. On the cattle. Do you want to have it on Sunday better?
No!
So it's a grumpy tail of the whole thing? Yeah. So what did he say? Therefore, ולא טוב ועמו כסף לצורכיה ועוד סמודר הרי היא לעצמו ואין הבעל יוכל לומר ויטרו. What does that mean? That she was silent. She didn't say anything. She didn't make a formal declaration. Any of these owners be any of them. She just didn't give it a kish. She didn't give it an allowance of Mal Kesa. And she said nothing. She's a small cookie. She's making $1 million a year. And she knows if he gives her $1, then all the $1 million goes to him. But she says, I'm not going to bother me. I'm not going to bother him. Tijuana, she can get out of a formal frontal attack by saying, Ain't no sentence. Ain't no sentence most of any of the Cabela's more cancer. But she washed and set up with her husband. She just ignored him. She ignored him as far as it. And as a result, he didn't give her the most, the most cancer. She didn't give him, she's never going to give him the most amount of that. Finished. And the same thing with a plot, cut the round bonds out, goes into the Madonna's amount of their profit. So the rules took a match for that. He was a more cancer. She was a little more cancer. Long minute victory. She doesn't want to say that she was Mavater on anything. So let's take a look. I was quoting in Shulchan Aruch, okay? Mavater makes the forgiveness. Let's take a look over here in Shulchan Aruch where we're just figuring it out. It's actually been around more. So we left off. It's going to pay Sif Yud Kesh. That's where we left off. Simon Pei, Sif Yud Kesh. Reading as if you read the Makabe. Why not? He's giving them a little not as Torah's Master Bezdin, but the Torah's a kind of a new scribe. And there's no new scribe, it's not engender the obligation of Master Dela Bible. We just discussed the Kufyudal, the Rivosh, the prenuptials, the Nachal Shiva Simetes, also. Lamed. I mean, Ramal, it's Lamed. Isha Sheshot Koh, below Tav Omnes on Oth, below Moa Keter. Minastam, Mase Odeha, in Amotar Shalom. Below Amina, Shemok Lamase Odeha. Here it is. This is exactly what the Ran said. Which, right. But the Ran said both. The first of both. So again, she doesn't ask, doesn't demand her Mazon, doesn't demand the Moa Keter. So what do we assume? We assume that the Masya there are the most of his herbs. You know, it's too much use for the Masya to go to the husband. Right? We don't say so. We don't say so. The Chelk of the Chogel Laman Alpha spells it out more. Kloma. La Amina Me'acha Shishotka V'la Amaz V'feirish Eini Nizon V'feirin No Tavos Mo Kesh V'ani Esa Kol Atmi Dava Amina V'divitro L'Val Ha Mo Kesh V'am Nizonos Rakhlo Tum Samtim L'Sagim V'asko L'Tim Ha'kol L'Val V'kul D'Mas Yadayim V'lo Sikha Kol Mas Yadayim Raka Dei Chiyuso. No! Ela Ad Rabba Amina D'Mistama Adada D'Nav Shabda V'akol Li Atma Shizun Lo Ha'Val Nizonos V'ad Mas Yadayim more kesef, yana moso. Chena baran sofrek, apal pivish, yana ram ban. Typo. Not the ramah. Typo. What would you say about that? Doesn't say anywhere, not in the ram, not in the shogun, not in the ram. Oh, so I would say the ram has to be a weekly allowance. If the week goes by, it's a week. Let's say you give her allowance every Sunday for us, for the week begins. Every Sunday you give her allowance for the week. So we have to give her Sunday, or Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday, or Shabbos. So by next Sunday, finished, or up. So if you haven't given it by the following Sunday, it means the whole week went by and you didn't give her a call for a more cancer for a Madonna. shenasa namah ketav kol shavua. The motion is Braliel. The expression ma ketav kol shavua, I mean, it could interpret it to mean kol shavua. That means that you have to give a malkezet per week. But when I also interpret those words, you have to give a malkezet each week. And then if the week goes by and give it a malkezet, then you cannot expect them to give you her extra earnings. She can keep it. So if you want to learn that... then he doesn't get the mass, most of Masi Adayim. That's what he's going to get in Sifu test. She didn't ask him for the money. Garnish. She didn't make any formal statement. And the money, she keeps the extra earnings. That's the Poshik Shah. That's the Poshik Shah. I'm sorry. If the Masi Adayim belongs to him, yeah, she, they don't belong to him because she didn't, because she said anything don't tell us more cash than if it's lost. Or she just waited him out. He wasn't forthcoming with the money. He was a deadbeat hubby. So then she keeps the most amount of your diet, the passion. Okay? That's an important halacha. The next question I have, which I can't resolve either, what about the case of Bat Ishto? This whole machzik, how did this thing get started? It started the Mechaber Sifu Ches. If you recall, the Mechaber Sifu Ches is referring to what kind of a case? Where he obligates himself in a separate chiyuv of mizono over and beyond, above and beyond the chiyuv which the Torah has. So then, it says in the Rabbah on the very next line, if a woman is silent, so we assume she didn't collect the money for the Matzah Yadayim, so for the mizono, so the Matzah Yadayim don't belong to the husband. What about in this case, the Makabit case? She didn't ask for the mizono. Now, a Matzah Yadayim shlo anyway. The Matzah then not his, no matter that she doesn't want to, doesn't want them to sell them for Pashas. Well, you could say Pshat. Huh? Why? Should have asked for it. The water I'm all put this makam, put it all up over here. It's true, doesn't it? And if not, it's not identical. But the Rambam did not say that Isha Shishoska will tell him his onos, if it's based on an obligation she made, she can come back 10 years later and ask him what. But he said something. Where? The Rambam did not say that if a woman, the Rambam was in effect saying here that if a woman did not ask him his onos, we say she's a miracle of his onos, she keeps him out of his eyes. She should have said, but in the case of the Makabir, or what she's going, if she doesn't tell the other Mazona, she can come a year later and ask for it. So, the shtickle out of time again. No, what's the matter? Should have mentioned at least going. Look, you're right, Yoru. It's not identical. But you happen to have put this in at this Mazona Makabir. The Ramon wrote this in, chose to write this in over here. We chose to write this in over here. And it is not true in the case of the Makabir. So you might have thought the Ramon would have had the courtesy to tell us, you know, in the Makabir's case. But I'm telling you, it's not the case. It's not true. In fact, he didn't say that. It's somewhat of an indication, a little bit. But even in that situation, she's quiet, she's not asking for the mezonah, then maybe he wouldn't have to pay it. Unless you say, if, because it was set to be, for five, I'll do it for 5 years, like I have my bat mishnah, I have the mishnah, the mishnah, kufal, I'll give it for 5 years, then of course you'll have to pay it for 5 years. If it's 5 years, that's for the money, maybe. So what will happen if they make a deal for a week? Like, for example, the Nachla Shiva test, the Tanoim, Nachla Tzak. What does it say? Every week we'll give it 10 zuhus, right? So a week went by, 2 weeks went by, 2 weeks, she didn't ask for any money. Now, all of a sudden, a month later, so some lawyer tells her, go and ask me for 40 zuhudim. I was going to say, what's 40 zuhudim? 10 zuhudim a week, I'll give you 10 zuhudim. You're going to count for the first 3 weeks, but you're managing on your own. That would be an interesting show. What would it then be if she gets? Yeah? I'm not, no, I didn't say it was necessarily the same case. But I'm saying, it didn't be different from the fundamental point in the Ramos case. In the Makabah case, or Ramon should have told us so. There's only the Mechila. She didn't ask for any money. So Minastam is Masi Adel in Mamos and Shalom. And she's on her own. She didn't ask for the money, but she's buying for the food and the buck allowance. And she keep her own earnings. I'm asking Shiloh now, the top case, anyway the earnings were going to belong to her, we have a right to stay in that case also, she planned to go on her own. By her silence, by her lack of asking for money. Yes? Gone to him to restart it for a week means this week you don't give me yours, I won't give you mine. In the Makabah's case, the earnings were not going to go to him anyway. Ever. Even if she would have gotten the money, but the earnings wouldn't have gone to him. Then maybe we shouldn't be so quick to say that she didn't get the money, she's married for the money. She's just waiting for an extra week, or an extra month, an extra year. She had a lump sum check. It's not clear to me. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. So, I guess if you want to make it clear, you want to write this Nachal Shiva Dam document, you should Christ, that she's entitled, that he's entitled, he must give her 10 zulus a week upon her demand. Right? And if she doesn't demand for the week, then we write it out, oh, I'm on here. She doesn't demand for the week, and that week is gone. She doesn't get the Mal Kesef.
She doesn't
have the Mal Kesef. Not true. She gets the Mal Kesef every week. Even if
no matter what.
No matter what. Yeah, so she's in the driver's seat. That's why the post can take it. She's flip-flop each and every week. That's not like this. Some say yes, some say no. This is my reason for last week. We should flip a week to week. That's what they have. Dangerous. But now a woman doesn't get ready to flip a week to week. Then it's kind of all over again. She's trying to be consistent. Get those. Sure, Ramah says, Isha Sheshas Kavalo Kavav Ezono, Melo Mo Kesef, Minasta Mas Yodeo, and Mamos Shalom, Lo Amina Shemok La Mas Yodeo. Wait, what about the Mezono? She didn't ask for the Mezono the following week? Given that for the previous week, no back pay. In Akhenami, you're suggesting that there would be no back pay even in the Makadu's case. That's a good lawyer. But if I would be the woman's lawyer, I would say like this, Your Honor, the only time is the Mechaber said that if I don't ask for the money, I keep the Masih Dayim and the money from his owners I gave up on is what I have earning before the other should have gone to the husband. And because I didn't ask for the money for that week, I'm going to keep the money for death after death. Right? By keeping the earnings, it should have gone to him. As an effect, I'm giving up on my back pay. But in the case of the Makabe, where there's no Masih Dayim supposed to belong to the husband, so by not asking for the money and keeping the earnings, I'm not giving up anything because the earnings would have gone to me anyway, so maybe I'm not being my mother back then. That's the shayla. Law school. My Talmid told me like this. They were in law school, they were sitting with the other, with the Goyim there, and the Goyim couldn't pick up things, couldn't understand it. Some kind of computer concept, and of course they knew it in their bones since fifth grade. They knew it, these yeshiva guys, and the goyim couldn't pick it up. See, you got to preparation for law school. I don't think Chassid Shalom Prussia you could do it to prep for law school, Chassid Shalom, but the side benefit is just prep for law school. How do you read a document? You read this way. You say this is different. LA law. Maybe it would be back paying, I guess. Yeah, would be. Yeah, I'll just tie it up. Right. Let's see the second, right. Baruch has a question. Second sentence in the Ramah. He's not even in law school. Not yet. Abomash ain't a maspik law. Abomash ain't a maspik law. Ain't a baal tzorach l'shalem law. The vaday moch law. Certainly marvel by going on her own. She's certainly marvel. Certainly, you're right. I'm just wondering what about the case in which the reciprocal issue was canceled and they had a unilateral relationship. Do we say that in that kind of a case? That's my unanswered question. There are two ways of doing it. Abdul has two ways. You say, Amy wrote it, but I thought it's Tachana. Formally, 1 second, 1 minute. Thereby formally renouncing the Tachana. That's what the Makabe quote for what they did over here. There's another way. To the husband. The doctor should know some no more. Kesa pol shavua. The motion is Borleel. The expression, more kesa pol shavua, I mean, it could interpret it to mean pol shavua. That means that you have to give him more kesa per week. But one might also interpret those words, you have to give him more kesa each week. And then if your week goes by, and give him more kesa, then you cannot expect them to give you her extra earnings. She can keep it. So if you want to learn that... Sure. She has two choices, to stay outright or wait him out. Now, of course, he comes out to Shabbos, huffing and puffing, and says, the week's not up, here's your... I heard you made a windfall. Here's your few dollars, and give me all the windfall. and the question we discussed already last time is, can she then say after she already made the windfall that Amy no senet most of Amy the kabbalah from all kinds? Really, guys, she just said no. If I'm a zonah school for you, can't you not? So then maybe she'd be in trouble. She made a formal statement at the beginning of the week, but she did. But she can wait him out. And she's maybe hard until Sunday morning, and I work that out. You know, he calls Mr. Shabbos. He wants to kind of give me the money. Well, honey, I'm out tonight. You know, that's a wonderful. I don't know how this would work. If he comes and pays the money on the door with the two witnesses, trying he can get away with it. Yes, though. Yeah, that's one way. The wild things there. He calls everybody and his brother will come. Everybody. You name it, he calls him. Rabbi Tabor, by the way? Rabbi Tabor from Gush told me, in Talmud Yahia, that his father told him, right, say, he said, his father, what's the matter? He might say, tell them, we waste away, all of them open it. No problem. Give a copy to Mavadja. He'll read it, he'll quote you, and he'll know that you're safe from him. That's what he told me. Of course, everybody.
Until there's an actual guest.
The student's about to have to pay money. And the Hanabi. Many of them have a good reason not to return. We're more than effect saying here that if a woman denies the mezonos, we say she's merkel the mezonos, she keeps them out of your life. We should have said, but in the case of the machaber, or when she's going, if she doesn't tell me the mezonos, she can come a year later and ask for it. So she took a lot of time again. No, what's the matter? Should have mentioned at least going. Look, you're right, Yoru. It's not identical. But you happen to have put this in at this machaber. The Ramah wrote this in, he chose to write this in over here. He chose to write this in over here. And if it is not true in the case of the Machaber, you might as well the Ramah would have had the courtesy to tell us, you know, in the Machaber's case, but I'm telling you it's not the case. It's not true. In fact, he didn't say that. It's somewhat of an indication, a little bit, that even in that situation, she's quiet, she's not asking the Mizona, that maybe he wouldn't have to pay him. Unless you say, if, because it was set to be, I'll do it for 5 years, like have my Bat Mishnah, have the Machaber, the Mishnah, Kufala. I'll give it for 5 years. No, then of course you don't have to pay 5 years. 5 years, that's for the money, maybe. So what will happen if they make a deal for a week? Like, for example, the Naples Shiva test. No, it's not the tax. What does it say? Every week we'll give it 10 zuhuvim. Right? So a week went by, 2 weeks went by, 2 weeks, she didn't ask for any money. Now, all of a sudden, a month later, so some lawyer tells her, go and ask me 40 zuhuvim. I was going to say, what's 40 zuhuvim? 10 zuhuvim a week. I'll give you 10 zuhuvim. You're going to count for the first 3 weeks. Did you manage it on your own? That'll be an interesting show. What would it be if she gets? Yeah?
But you can turn it around. And you shot 5 for 20 against me. Come on.
He's involved. I'll tell you, listen, he's the one that's for. So it's entitled. Okay. Keep the Shulchan Aruch open to the beginning of Siman Pei, but let's first see a Gemara on Samach Vav. I want you to have a source for this, Shiloh. Samach Vav and Aleph. Says about the eighth line. Ba'adofa shaloya de'atcha kulam alafligi de'balavi. The woman made extra. She's supposed to make X dollars based on her 5 pounds of wool. She made extra. So if she made extra with ease, Rashi says, don't she a run it subalas kulam, she just sews quicker. Sound of relevant out. Eighth line. Ninth line. That's all fast. So then what? If she just a quicker sews more quickly, everyone agrees. The Balabi, his game. Keep Ligi Bahadofa Shayreatka. Oh, Rashi. Don't you dofa atma vehadifo? She worked extra hard and made extra money. The Tana Kana Sova Labaila. That the money goes to the husband. Rabbi Akiva Sova Liatma. Akiva says the money. I don't find a clear response to that question in the post over here. It's a slight inference from the Ramah. Slight inference. So when you go on the Makaba is a case, the Ramah doesn't say this case is different, maybe the point to that case. Maybe. Can't prove it.
Makaba says something the Ramah doesn't mind you. Then you see also the Makaba.
Sure, that's the Makaba. But I'm saying what the Ramah's did might even refer to the Makaba's case as well. That's pointing out. I'm not saying for sure. I'll tell you why I should. Because in the case of the normal husband-wife relationship, when she, it doesn't ask her for a week. And if she keeps the earnings, which otherwise would have gone to him, to her starting for a week means, this week, you don't give me yours, I won't give you mine. But in the Bechavis case, the earnings were not going to go to him anyway. Ever. Even if she would have gotten the money, but the earnings wouldn't have gone to him. Then maybe we should be so quick to say that she didn't get the money, she's not for the money. She's waiting for an extra week, an extra month, an extra year, get a lump sum check. Not clear to me, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure. So I guess if you want to make it clear, you want to write this Nachal Shiva Dam document, you should write that she's entitled, that he's entitled, he must give her a 10 zulm a week upon her demand. Right? And if she doesn't demand for the week, then you write it out, oh, I'm wrong here. She doesn't demand for the week, and that week Tanya is also the Baal Havi. Who cares what this thing is? The fact that I have this taken was part of the Pasuk of Yekiva. But it's a big controversy. Do we or don't we? It's a big machlokas of Rishonim. The Rosh. I didn't want to look at all the problems. It's a big machlokas. And the machlokas were Maisa, the Mechaber, and everybody else. The Mechaber and those who came after the Mechaber. The Mechaber, Simin, Pei, Siv. Aleph says the last line of the Machaber. Dokto Atma v'osso yosem e'aroyla ha'mosa l'baal. That's it. If she works on her heart, she keeps the money. The mosa goes to the husband anyway. That's kind of common. That's right. Two jobs. Make more money. Says the Chelsas Mechogos Beis. She works hard extra at night, also having malachas biyachas, she does three things at the same time. The Medina Zelu, Shalola Otsi Miyaraisha Shum Adopash Ayadeatat. Despite the Machab, we pass him, Adopayadeatat goes to the wife and not to the husband. Now it sounds like it's only a Kimli, the Shem Sega Medina. But I think I already told you that that a Shaila, I read to Piskin Din Rabbonim, Tel Aviv, can the man say to his wife, see Masya Dachis on the side? They said, it's not no Gala Meisim. So they can only say it on what? On the Iker Masya Dayan. Hadafah, the pastor that goes to the wife, she can't say anything. So the Iker Masya is like $5, $10, no one can survive on that for a week. But therefore the whole thing becomes almost like a moot point. Because if it comes to the most amount of Dayan, the extra Masya Dayan, but it goes to her, and every bed today will pass everything out of the house. She goes to work. She leaves the house at the top. She goes to work in an office at the top. So therefore, Mamela, the money will belong to her. Enjoy this. Wow. Right. Well, basically, all the woman's earnings really belong to her nowadays. It's impossible to say that. Well, not top. Throwing wool in the house. Well, go out of the house. You're doing, you're taking initiative. You're running over. You're going out. And I'm not clear to do that.
You're finding tachan, which is a very subjective term, based on what you're claiming are objective terms from the Gemara.
Oh, you said David said this man said, "Well, this is speculative. Get in the subway and go to the midtown and take a job as a secretary." Secretary. PhD, lawyer. A woman is not required to be a lawyer. Put it that way. You can't expect a woman to be a lawyer. You marry a lawyer? Good luck. But the woman's not clear to be a lawyer, it's not a big deal then. You're not clear to support her, you're not clear to be a lawyer.
But it's not abnormal for her to leave the house.
No. So any work, so what she required to do? A minimal amount. Sit home and learn these things and throw some wool. No, that's enough food. Who said?
You don't just have to smash your mouth.
You need the same amount of money.
Not exactly, but within realm.
Yeah, realm.
It doesn't mean $5 a week.
Whatever, it could be $1 a week. How much you get for wool?
Weaving wool back then was obviously something worth a lot more than it is now. Now they have a sheep to it, so no one does it.
It's
not an issue.
Use a sewing machine and should sew a little bit, and that's all. I can't get out of it. I read from Thursday, I sat down and read Rabbi Yehoma, five simon on it. I found things which I said. First, he quotes something, he said, you name it, he quotes it. Something like me. The Mazonas have bottom of the Raisa. The same thing with the Rambam and the Machab and Mamash. Same thing, Kishane, will be commenting on some mamish. I forgot who said it, but somebody said it. I'm not the first crazy man. Who brought up you and me? You said you and me, you're not me in this one? We're not the first. Someone else before us who said this crazy thing. So Rabbi, I forgot who it is. Bring me your mail, I'll look inside. Michaela Gimel. Got the name. So that's one thing I saw. And then I saw the other wild things there. He quotes everybody and his brother was like, everybody. You name it, he quotes. Is there Rabbi Tabor someone? Rabbi Tabor from Gush told me, he's commented here, that his father told him, right, a statement. He said, his father, what's your name? My statement. I don't know about it. All the statements, we waste away. All the time, open it. No problem. Give a copy to him about you. He'll read it. He'll quote you, and he'll know that you're safe from him. He'll start. With everybody. Right. He himself was right, right. Yeah, that, I thought it's like, not sure. Maybe, but he is not sincere. Complicated. Yeah. One thing, he quotes seven out of his revival. He knocked out all seven. That's why he's quoting him. Knocked them all out. It's been just about. Yeah. No, it's part of the same case. I know it's not going on the case of the Mechaber directly. I agree with you. Uri said so. I was masking some 15 minutes ago. I'm saying, but the din would be different than the Mechaber's case if Ramon should have told us so. I know that Ramon's not going directly to the Mechaber's case. I know that. I'm aware of that. Derek Hagel will be the next Ramon. Very important to Meisa. Isha Shaholcha mi beis baila mi koach toto. Veina wrote to Losha lebeiso. Achikwa le baila. Oh, until he comes to Tani, he comes to Cantonese. Lo ef si de mishim zemez on us there. The Bosha Mimenu Lashav Meyakash Yatza below Rishuto made a marl upon him. He gave her a hard, bad look and she went and went away. She's embarrassed on her hands and he should come to her and ask her to come back. The Muyabo had such that he'll come to her. Ain't no, so Mikundil, she'll go back lovey dovey. Abo, if Aina wrote to Lovo Eswashi Yifra Mashalosa, if she's playing tough. She won't go back to the house until he pays off the debts of his own that she paid while she ran away. She had to borrow money for it. Of the Mizona, sell the Abikim Oredes. Goodbye, Charlie. She loses all her money or her maintenance because she is a rebellious woman. I should have Tina. The call Oredes is Tani Isla. Go to Bezna, be Mavara. So you go to Bezna Mavara, so you be Mechasa Oredes. Period. That's important. I love it. Very important. They have a house where marriage starts to break up. The separation, and he's here, and she's there. And then she wants to, she asks him for his own. So she won't win. She'll lose. That's the Dr. Rabbi Tendler's translation is, although it's very good, will not go far enough. I think someone coming out of here is the translation of Tzuba. That he, Tendler's translating, the Tzuba Ramosha. Translated the Tzuba to English and Russian, yeah, about it. He translated and explained it. He added some rules which are not apparent. And the main thing is, I have it, I gave it to you, but I gave it back to me. I'm carrying around this too. I don't know. Most people are. Anyway, so it says there is that all the laws which are order herein apply even after the civil separation, whatever it may be, until there's an actual guest. The students have to pay our money. But the problem is, Rabbi Tendler is not taking that positive. If you don't take it to account, Moretus. We'll say, of course, they obligate for the two of us to give her a divorce. She's a Moretus, she left the house, separated. Now, most of the fair, she left the house, unless it's stated otherwise explicitly, the obligation ceases to exist. That's why the Nachat Shiva obligation is to be said it's a new obligation, not a Torah obligation. The old obligation wouldn't exist because it's a privilege of period. He's obligating himself anyway, a new obligation. But so far, it's not the old obligation. Who you sure of you? Remember how to be from a symbolist. The new Chiv, the Mishnah Lamela, the whole nice. Get over here, the same thing. But the old Sula won't work for that. That's why I thought that his the Chinami. Many don't have a good reason not to return.
No, wait, so
at all. She's Haiti Haiti. Well, she hates it. And science is from experience that goes on in kind of Haiti. Man, they didn't train us to survive the freedom program. We have to go on. Go to jail. Yeah, I've been in jail already. Not in jail. I mean, I've not been, not the other side of Vaughn, I haven't been. But I was called in the middle of the night to go to jail because a lady had a husband thrown out of the house. Jail. Yeah. Husband was arrested.
For what?
For what? For, I don't know, charges. Harassment of the wife. I don't know, some kind of new law. What happened? It was a famous case where someone was killed. Where a husband killed his wife. So for that, they made very strict laws, but the woman has the right to protection and the husband can be put in jail. Sorry?
Yeah.
He beat up and killed him. Yeah, no joke. It happened. It really happened. And, not a joke. So they made a very tough law. Anyway, Rabosai, let's go right there. Yeah. Right, she borrowed money.
Barry, you call that basketball? I was around you before you even turned around. And you shot 5-for-20 against me. Come on.
He's the boss. And I'll tell you, listen, he's the one I've been for. But it's been tighter. Okay. Keep the Shulchan Aruch open to the beginning of Siman Pei, but let's first see a Gemara on Tzamach Vav. I want you to show the source of this, Shiloh. Gemara says about the eighth line. Ba'adofa shaloya de'atcha kulam alopligi de'balhavi. The woman made extra. She's supposed to make X dollars based on her 5 pounds of wool. She made extra. That's right. Be the right, so he can marry 2 wives. So the fact that he can marry somebody else does not indicate in any way that what? That they're not married. Ah, I mean, a Gershon. I mean, a Gershon didn't make a chayam if she's dead already. That's all. The marriage is out? Yeah, but that's locked it up. When he dies, the marriage is out because it has to happen, otherwise she can't remarry. But when she dies, why should we say the marriage is out? But she's still married. That's the Shiloh. You think it's a crazy Shiloh, no?
Yeah,
wacky Shiloh. He's married to a dead woman. What? Well, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the proof. Do obligations exist beyond death or no? Or yet, who? I guess the barrier that ended. You don't bury a woman alive, please don't. Even a lawyer knows that better than that. You don't bury a woman alive. You bury her because she's dead. Why must you bury her? Must you bury her because she's still your wife? Or no? Special takana. Although she's no longer your wife, but after Pekin, Chazal was the Tanasaka at the barrier anyway. Sounds like a crazy shadow, you know? Cannot come in a minute. Yes, sir. Oh, after he dies, supposed to go. After he dies, the daughter is supported to the state. It proves nothing. Yeah. That's a good question. What's the difference? The answer presumably is that when it comes to the woman, the halacha must state that upon his death, she is no longer married to him. Because if she would marry him, she couldn't be married. But if it comes to a man who can marry two women, by Torah law, so there's not necessarily a need to it. I'll explain to you a little bit what's based upon. What's Kiddushin? We mentioned this before. Yikak Yishisha. The woman, the man takes a wife. Right? She takes a wife. now that's up the wife's dog. That's up the wife's dog. But the wife, the wife never left the home of the husband. The home of the husband is still intact. And that's up the wife's dog, but it's by the concept, it's in abstract. She never quote unquote left. As opposed to the case where the husband dies, there is no more basis. There's no more. What do you mean he took her? He took her, but he doesn't exist anymore. That's it. If she works extra hard, she keeps the money. The most goes to the husband anyway. That's kind of common. That's right. Two jobs, making more money. Says the health of the holy base. The answer by the Mishnah, Pilish, her husband is the Shosh, and the other is Shainim. She works hard extra at night. Both the husband is Kolshkin. Also, having the love of the Yachat, she does three things at the same time. Shalor, they have cock. Vayan, Tur, Havim, Vizdeos, Vizdeos, Machlokos, Rabbe, Matam, Rav, Hai, Rav, Rosh. Lo echriya. V'tucha lo isha lo makimli kimadi yomar la'atzma. Talk of her out with the base of Bab. She came no again. Where is it? V'medino delu. Shelo lo otzi miyad isha shum adopash ayade atzah. Despite the Mechab, we pass him. Adopa de atzah goes to the wife and not to the husband. Now it sounds like it's only a kimli. But I think I already told you that I read to Piskei Din Rabbanim, Tel Aviv. Can the man say to his wife, see Masya that is no Messiah? It's not no Gala Maisa. But they can only say it on what? On the Ika Masya Dayan. Hadafa should be passed when it goes to the wife. She can't say anything. So the Ika Masya is like $5, $10, no one can survive on that for weeks. Therefore, the whole thing becomes almost like a moot. As soon as she dies, the barrier is barrier one. That's all. Where do you? Whoa! Slow. Whoa. Risk. Chepz a god. I'm not so. That's another question. Pasha has to be buried. That's the pasha. Let me finish. And I asked you to see in the Mara Makom an analogous case. I had to give you an analogous case for this. Pigeon. What's pigeon? So let's take a look over here in the Rush, in Perry, in our Perry, Perry Dalit. Simon Chav Beis. That's the parallel case of pigeon. Now let's turn please Perry Dalit, Simon Chav Beis. David said, "This man is there. Who is expecting to get this?"